Global Transformation, Insights into Modern Economy and International Business by Takayuki Ishii, Osamu Yamaguchi, Yuko Matsumura, Thomas Koch, and Lance Burrows.
Recorded by Vicky Glass and
Peter Von Gom. Published by Seibido. Unit 1. Corporations. Economies larger than countries. Corporations in America have had an interesting history. Corporations were brought from England to the U.S. with the first settlers. The first corporation in the U.S. was the Massachusetts Bay Company, chartered by King Charles I of England in 1628 to develop North America. In the United States, to form a corporation, a group must receive permission to incorporate from one of the 50 states in the U.S. Since becoming a corporation is a privilege and not a right, there are many laws that corporations must follow. The state of Delaware is a very popular state for the process of incorporating or forming a corporation because its laws are favorable to corporations. More than 250 of America's largest 500 corporations were formed or incorporated in Delaware. Many years ago, many of the corporate laws did not apply to the average person, but now they are applied to individuals as well as corporations. The driver's license is an example of this. When driver's licenses were first issued, they were only required for company drivers. Some historians believe that governments began issuing driver's licenses to the general population in the 1930s as a form of identification. Over time, corporations have grown in size and influence. Of the world's 100 largest economies, 51 of them are corporations. 200 of the world's largest corporations now control over 25% of the world's economic activity. Critics have argued that as the corporations and profits have gotten larger and larger, workers and communities have gotten a smaller piece of the growing international economy. Corporations argue that people have benefited by becoming more efficient in a free market environment. As corporations have increased their influence and power, the relationships between governments and corporations have become closer and closer. Since politicians need large amounts of election campaign money, they have passed laws allowing corporations to donate money to politicians. The United States Supreme Court decided in 1978 that giving money to a politician was a form of free speech. The court also found that the right to free speech was the same for corporations as it is for individuals. Meanwhile, critics argue that since politicians are dependent on the corporations for election campaign funds, the corporations have gained excessive power over the politicians. 1. True-False Listening.
1. The purpose of establishing the first corporation in the U.S. was to develop North America. 2. At present, there are a very small number of laws that corporations must abide by. 3. The issuance of driver's licenses is an example of the application of corporate laws to individuals. 4. The more influence corporations exercised, the weaker the relations between government and corporations became.
2. Listening practice. Short talk.
Attention, everyone. We hope that you are enjoying your lunch here in the company dining hall. There will be a reception in Star Hall at 6 p.m. tonight to honor Congressman Friendly, who has helped us win a $385 million contract to build 20 prisons throughout the country. Free beer, wine, soft drinks, barbecued chicken, and pork will be provided. All employees are invited. In order to give the congressman the attention that he deserves, all employees from the Government Affairs Office are required to attend.